The instrument was the first instrument that could analyze with a fraction of an octave mm-hmm. bandwidth. That would say that the actual frequency band was increasing when you got up in frequency. Such an analyzer doesn't exist. Before, we only had the Herodyne analyzer, where the most famous was the General Radio's mm-hmm. Herodyne analyzer, which we used all the time, but that had a fixed bandwidth. But it was really an article in the last issue of the Journal of Acoustical Society that came to Denmark before the war, where I saw an article from, I can't remember the name, but I think it was Mr. Scott, that showed a network which you can use in the feedback loop for an amplifier in such a way. It only consisted of three condensers and three resistors, and it had the merit that it could stop a single frequency and all the other one was mm-hmm. Going full feedback uh-huh. without phase changing, so you get a really mm-hmm. Really what you call reduction of the amplification. And I can use that because we had in Denmark factories that made very stable condensers, and also a factory that made very nice wire-wounded potentiometers. Uh-huh. So you could build up that combination of those condensers and the potentiometers and make an analyzer where you made the frequency step in octaves by changing the condensers, and inside that band you can change the resistor continuously plus over also a complete octave. So you get a very nice uh-huh. bandwidth over the whole thing. The selectivity was not so tremendous high because I was using small battery-driven tubes with not too much an amplification, and also the accuracy of the potentiometers was within limits. It should be around 1%, and that was the maximum accuracy you can have. Uh-huh. And if it went outside there, then the whole thing started to oscillate. So it was mechanically not the easy thing to